Hello, Netherworld. Right? How's that? You think that's what he said? Man, the juice is loose in the afterlife. What are you gonna do? Fucking cancer. Oof. It's never good, bro. That's never good. It's just too bad that that shit just doesn't kill evil people, right? Wax good people, too. Or maybe I just want to believe they're good because I'm biased. The rat to the baby daddy. There it is, man. Ugh, I hate this fucking bowl, dude. I hate it. The other one's not great either. It's fucking silicone. Silicone is for titties. And even that is not a great idea, Pam Anderson. Right? Right? Look at her. Go ahead. Them shits were so big. Even she said, bro, I think we gotta go down a couple of sizes, man. This is fucking nuts. My lumbar spine really can't take the pressure, though. It'd be your fucking neck, probably. Whatever happened to that lady? Not Pam Anderson. I'm talking about the My Neck, My Back lady. Huh? Did she have another song after that? Because I never heard it. That was the only one. She got her ass crack licked, and then she said, I'm out. I'm out. That's all, folks. That's all I was trying to do. What is this fucking thing going on now? Yeah. Everybody talk about their licking assholes like that's a great thing, bro. It's not, really. That's not some shit you should just do. Ugh. I don't know, man. It's a dark world, Professor. I don't know, dude. That's fucking crazy. That's fucking crazy. To a stranger that you don't know, really? No way, dude. That's fucking... You put a lot of stock into this person's fucking abilities, man. Why does everything have to have a fucking noise when it opens up now? What? Why? Why do I need that? Are we going to Disneyland? What the fuck are we doing, man? None of them. How about that? I haven't heard of any of that you just said. Whether I did or not is irrelevant, YouTube, because I'm not spending money through your platform. The only way... Here it is. Now, here it is. Hear ye, yeah? Since you fucking listen to everything I say anyway. And that's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact, bro. Tell me how I name something, right? I always do this. I'm always like, if I talked about dildos, but they know what I'm doing, right? Because, like, I'll give you an example, dude. Yesterday, I looked up, and this is not an advertisement. I don't get paid for saying this, but I fuck with these people heavy. So, you know, for the one person listening to this, you know, Subcase is cool. You know, I looked it up yesterday just because I'm trying to get... I'm trying to get a new phone. But... I really like this case, man. This case, I've broken this case. It's broken right now. It's broken. And it's still, like, this thing takes a beating, bro, and it doesn't give up. Never say die, spirit, this phone case says. Bringing nice things to take them back when you're mad. Pick and choose when you want to be a real man. Come on. Dipped on me. Here it go. Heavy on the mood swings. Speak on how you cuffed me to use me. These days. Wow. Damn. But you want to lick that asshole, bro. Are you crazy? Are you fucking nuts? What's going on with these kids, bro? Can you explain to me? I don't know. They're on some wild shit. I thought we were wild when we were young. Although, you know what? That's not fair. Be fair, right? I'm sure shit was just as wild. It's just there wasn't a magnifying glass in every room in the country. In the world, rather. Not even the country. In the world. Because it's everywhere, right? It's not just America. It's everywhere, dude. The fucking Japan or whatever, China, wherever it is. They got deals, man, where you fucking, you don't use cards no more. I don't know if you heard. We don't use cards around here. We use handprints and retina scans, so that's great. Yeah. So now, instead of somebody running up on me to get my kidneys, right, they're just going to knock me out and skin my fucking hands off. That's great. That's the best case scenario, by the way, that they just, like, you know, fucking skin your palms off somehow. That is fucking disgusting, bro. What the fuck is right? It's not my fault. I'm not doing it. Dude, I wouldn't have that fucking idea in my head if it wasn't so that, like, motherfuckers want your identity so bad they chop your fucking hands off to get it, Aladdin. That's fucked up. Right? Bro. You seen the fucking movie. How many movies have you seen, dude, where it's like, we need the scan from the guy, right? And then they go and find him and, like, pull his fucking eyeball out so that they could do the deal. Come on, bro. You've seen it. I act like I'm the only fucking one, dude. I guarantee you, you type that into Google, that's a fucking story someplace. Right? Ugh. Bro, what the fuck, dude? We're fucked, bro. We're fucked. That's what it comes down to. Because now, they don't need to come up on you to rob you. They do it far away, behind a computer screen. Way easier. Way easier. But that shit makes me so much more mad, bro. Like, you say what you want about getting robbed, dude. Like, it's never cool, right? And it's not something that you would want to happen. But I respect more, because I'm a fucking asshole. I respect more the idea that you're going to, like, put a gun to my head and be like, give me your shit, motherfucker. Because, you know, that's what time it is, yeah? But you wouldn't know that because you don't have a watch. Hand it over. I respect that a lot more than some fucking nerd pressing buttons and until they hit the right number and then rob my shit. Right? What the fuck? Why'd you get off your lazy ass, bro, and go make something, motherfucker. Ugh. If you're robbing me to my face, you're in a really bad spot, dude. You know? But at least there's some respect in that. There's some work out. You got to put effort in to rob somebody. Then again, you can make the same argument for computers, right? Computers probably harder to rob somebody than it would be. Ugh. So really, if we're putting effort in, I mean, think about it. That's a good point. I contradict my own point. Yeah, but still, though. There's the level of respect that you get. Like, I don't want to give it to you, but I have to, right? That you have the fucking balls to fucking do it. Versus, like, anybody, a child could fucking rob you from a computer. It's numbers, you know? It's like comments, bro. You wouldn't say that shit to my fucking face. Some of you would. Most of you wouldn't. Most of you wouldn't. I mean, on the right day, I'll say anything to anybody. That's the problem with me. But I don't live right. You shouldn't be like me. You know, be a fucking better person than me. That's what I say. What's that old shit? Do as I say, not as I do, bro. Right? That's the most hypocritical shit ever. But sometimes you gotta do that, man. But then again, I'm not out robbing people either. But, you know, I'm not no better. I got my shit. My hands ain't clean. That's fucked up. But see, that now I'm thinking about getting robbed still, and now I'm going into like sub levels of this shit. Like, why? I don't know. But it just bothers me, bro. Like, a motherfucker robbing you because they have nothing, right? And I don't know why. Sometimes it's just fucking circumstance, dude. You come from a bad household, your fucking mom is a junkie, your dad's nowhere, right? It's not what you're supposed to do. You can't fucking work. I'm too young to work, right? I can't get a fucking job. I'm 14, bro. Who's gonna hire me? Nobody. I know what I could do. I got an idea. I know somebody that has fucking shit. I could buy something and fucking just hold motherfuckers up, dude. It's something. It's not great, but it's something. That's one thing. But, like, I gotta get the new Jordans. I'm gonna stick somebody up. That's fucking dog shit. And, you know, you should catch a fucking strike for that. Because you're a piece of shit, bro. That's no different from a fucking these greedy corporations jacking up food prices because they can. Because they know, what are your options? What, are you going to go out in the field and go hunt something, Joe Rogan? Is that what you're going to do? Yeah? You're going to book a flight to Montana and go fucking bag you something? I fucking doubt it. I fucking doubt it. No, we're going to fucking pay it, aren't we? But what fucking choice? This is... We backed ourselves in a corner here, man. Seriously. Speaking of robbing people, when you check out, it shouldn't even be a cash register. The fucking cashier should just have a mask and with a fucking 9mm that just puts, give me your fucking money, man. Give that fucking juice right there is $5 now, bitch. It was $2 last week. Not no more, it ain't, motherfucker. Your money or your life, son. Right? The sedation. Come on. Don't know how to let it go. Come on, man. I mean, really. Think about it, dude. It's the same. This week, the same shit that cost you $5 last week, that shit's $8 now. Why? Because fuck you, pay me. That's what it is. It's some gangster shit, dude. It's some gangster shit, dude. You remember that little shop that used to be around the corner? Yeah. We sell what they sell, but we sell it cheaper than them because we're the shit. And then as soon as those people go out of business, guess what? The price is doubled, motherfucker, because you can't get this nowhere else. And we know that. Because we stomped out the competition, dude. K's all over the graffiti. I know how it works. I played San Andreas. It's the only time I can ride a bicycle, stop it. I'm not missing much other than the fact that I could get places faster. That'd be cool. But no, not me. I gotta go slow motion everywhere. It fucking really sucks, man. Can't even ride a fucking bike, dude. The simplest thing in the fucking world that everybody could do. So annoying. Get places so much faster, man. You know? I know. Gotta walk everywhere. Really sucks. I mean, I guess it has its advantages. I could go up into tighter spaces if I have to. If I'm ducking a car, I probably got a better chance off of the bike than on it. But it's so slow. Come on, man. Same 8 commercials all day. Wow. Oh shit, what's today? Fuck, I gotta log in. I gotta log into this thing. I don't know how to do it. I almost forgot. Cause remember they're shutting down the or redoing the website or whatever. Whatever they're doing. I don't know what it is. Fuck, I don't know my I don't know my password, dude. I don't know it. I couldn't tell. If you put a gun to my head and said, motherfucker, I'm gonna blow your goddamn brains out right here. You tell me what this password is. I don't know. I don't know. If they said, we'll give you a cold million, bro. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what it, I don't even know what it could be. I don't even know what it could be, dude. Like, seriously, I don't even... Oh, man. I'm such a shit. Do you remember these things? Because you can't write them down, right? Because then what's the point? You know? You got to fucking keep them in your head. I'm not good at that. I'm not good at that. I know my strengths and my weaknesses. I am terrible at remembering things like that. Sucks. That means this is it. This is the, I'll be lucky if I get this off. That's probably why my last shit. You know what? I should hit my boy and see, because he would know. He listens to this shit, right? I hit him up. See if he knows. Isn't that sad? Although that is kind of cool though. That I got people I can be like, yo, is this shit working properly? Oh, that's me. Gotta go. Don't turn. Thank you. Appreciate you. Fuck. Because it says, I mean, look, I know I'm not saying that, like, this is the most, you know, the best whatever, but there's no fucking way I'm still sitting at zero halfway through the fucking week. I'm not buying it, guy. This ain't 4 years ago, cat. You know what I'm saying? People are listening to this shit now. Apparently. Maybe they're not. Maybe Spotify is cooking the book, son. I wouldn't doubt it. Wouldn't surprise me. Although, what good would that do you? What good would that do you? They're probably not making no money off of me anymore. I don't know. Do they still run ads on my shit, even though I'm not having ads being run? I'm not even sure, because I don't fucking listen to it. So how would I know? Fuck you and your ugly ass car, bro. Looking like a Jetson car. You heard that, motherfucker? Alright, moving before the truck comes, because that guy will run me over and I'll be dead. Yep, there it goes. That guy ain't stopping. Are you fucking nuts? Oh shit, there's two of them. Would have got runned over twice. Tell me that it's not a fucking pad I just stepped over. It is. That's disgusting, man. Throw that shit in the trash. Right? Fucking rubbers and pads do not belong in the streets, people. Pay the fuck attention. Please. This place fucking hates me. I'm going to right now. But I don't give a fuck. I don't care. This is the only spot around. I'm doing this under protest right now. I'm going to let you know that. Because I don't want to give these cunts a dollar of my fucking money. But I have, it's the only spot around. no other choice. Where are you going, asshole? Can I fucking cut through here or what? Thanks, man. Thanks, man. Can't wait 2 fucking seconds to go through a parking lot, you douchebag motherfucker, man. And I'm in a good mood today. Isn't that terrible? I'm in a good mood. This is how I fucking am conducting myself. Bro, you know what? I don't care. I fucking, whatever. You know why I do this shit outside now? Because people look at me crooked anyway, so let's give them something to fucking look at, right? Yeah, I'm talking on the phone, jerk off. That's what I'm doing. That's what I'm doing. Mind your fucking business. Don't worry about it. I just send the hoods to your house. Don't be concerned. I don't mean Klansmen when I say that. Ugh. Let's go. Favorite place in the fucking world. I'd like to smack that motherfucker right in his dick-sucking lips, I would. Fucking punk. I might fucking... I got a thing or two to say to that guy in there. Don't fucking look at me, crooked bitch. I'll fucking slap you, bro. And I'm in a good mood today. Again, I say again, I'm in a good mood. Imagine how I behave when I'm in a bad mood. But fuck that motherfucker, bro. You know what I mean? But you got some kind of heat, dude? Because I got beef with the fact that you're charging me $50 for a sub and 2 pizzas, motherfucker. What? That's crazy. That's it, bro. Food prices are fucking outrageous today, man. I really don't know how they expect people to live. I really don't. I really want to fucking fight that guy, dude. The more I think about it, the more it seems like a good idea. I want to wipe that smug look off his fucking face, bro. Cunt. Motherfucker. I can't stand that guy. At least the lady is nice, right? Fucking dickhead. I fucking don't like guys, bro. I think I realized. I don't know why I walked all the way over here. I gotta go over here. I do not like dudes, bro. Because everybody wants to be fucking tough. As I say, as I'm talking about slapping this motherfucker. But, like, really. That's how I feel. I'm not fucking trying to be, you know, rah-rah tough guy, whatever. Where you going? You going this way, I'll wait. You going this way, I'll wait. Punk motherfucker. Ugh. You're real tough, guy. What the fuck are you looking at? Bro, I fucking hate dudes, bro. Unless you're trying to fuck me, which is not gonna happen, the fuck off me, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't fucking stare at me, bro. I don't like that shit. Make me nervous. This guy want a fucking problem? Right? It's different. It's different. It's different. Not everybody. Not everybody. But you know the fucking looks I'm talking about. What, because I walk with a limp, right? Like I'm a fucking circus attraction, bitch? Maybe that's not what it is. Maybe that's not what it is. Maybe he likes my shirt. How come it's never that? Right? Why is it always that has to be because I'm fucked up? Because that's what it's been. All right, come on, bro. I got a place to be. Come on, let's do this. Hurry up. Hurry up. Hurry up. Come on, Van. Come on, Van. Fucking move, bro. Sick. That's what's up. Thanks, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it. You fucking cunts. Ah, I fucking hate everybody. And they wave to me, too, like I mean it, you fucking retards, bro. Ah, you're so inconsiderate. I fucking hate everybody, dude. Fuck everybody. But again, guess who it was? Guess who it was? That was a guy that just did that. I'm not saying women don't do it. That's not what I'm saying. Because they do. I've you know, I'm an equal opportunity offender, bro. Everybody can get it. I'll yell at anybody. But the world is crazy now. You're not supposed to do that. You know how I feel? I'm fucking crazy too, though. You know? I'm not gonna stab or shoot nobody, but like, bro, I'm not. Fuck you, dude. If you almost hit me, I'm gonna fucking say something. Get up out your car. Get up out your car. So when the fucking cops get here, I'll be like, go over the traffic footage. You can see it. You can see it. He said, please whoop my ass in the middle of the street. Please. Ugh. I have a fucking great day today, dude. You know what? No bullshit today. That's a good day for me. No drama, no bullshit. That's all I want in my fucking life at this point. I'm not asking for much, I don't think. Ugh. Fuck, dude. So annoying. I hate leaving the fucking house because of all of this. Not because I don't want to go anywhere. Because every time I gotta go somewhere, you know, these places are too congested. There's too many people. That's why I fuck with the mountains, but I could never live out there. It's not the spot. Now I get to do this shit again. Feel like Frogger for 5 minutes. Come on, light. Come on, light. Fucking change already. What are we waiting for? Thank you. About fucking time, man. We always gotta be one. Always has to be one. Go ahead, guy. You're in such a fucking rush, bro. You cunt. Everybody. Oh, I swear to God, bro. Fucking New Jersey drivers, dude. Fuck. Annoying me. I brought a water and I didn't even drink any of that shit. And I want to, but I can't. Ugh. The weed's coming in today. Thank Bob. Can't fucking wait, bro. Fucking chill out a little bit. You know, I mean, I'm probably, like, the most calm I've been all week. But still, gotta maintain that shit. No weed yesterday, not the end of the world. I could deal. Why does it look like there's a car missing? I don't know. Oh, wait, never mind. Never mind. I figured it out. Yeah, yep. I was waiting for you today, pal. You're scaring me today. That dog gets me every time. Because I think he's not gonna bark, and then he does. I'm like, fuck. That's a big boy, dude. That's a big boy in there. That motherfucker's bigger than me. I think it's like a Great Dane or something. Motherfucker's huge, bro. I wouldn't want a dog that big. Not that big. Big dogs are cool, but that's too big, bro. I don't want to be picking up elephant shit. You know what I'm saying? That's no good. You in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought so. I smell something brewing in here. I said, this must be where she's at. Yo, that fucking guy wants to get slapped in his face. That's the spot over there.
Yeah.
Ladies, bring it up, people. And the guy is like, basically, what the fuck you want? I'm like, this is what I got. And then he looks at it, looks at me, and then goes and grabs a bunch of other shit. I'm like, bro, this fucking dude really wants to get slapped in his DSLs right now. He really does. Fucking tough guy looking like Ricky Ricardo ass bitch. Fuck out of here. Ah, and they gypped us on the fries too, though. Whack. This is way less than it should be. I knew they were gonna fuck me. That's alright. Man.
Stop it.
Get a Gatorade, motherfucker. Quench your thirst.
Stop it.
Marry me.
Marry me. Yacht.
Yacht Queen.
Why would you want to join that smog?
Thank you. I don't know.
Why?
You know what? That's for grandmas. For the grandmas out there.
For the grandmas out there.
That are just signing on. Not the ones that have been down. Not the ones that have been down since Willie Nelson found the fucking weed. That's not who I mean. I mean the fucking, you know, all these boomers who are finally coming around because weed's legal now and they can't hit the liquor store no more. Why, no? What the fuck? No, bro. No, bro.
Watch his face. No, bro.
He's like, why the fuck would you, what did we just, I can't even. I gotta go. I'm gonna take your line real quick. Now I gotta go.
Where are you going, Zach?
Please.
Hey!
I don't want it.
I don't even need to do that. I got it. Where's my calculator at? One time.
Us as a 7-year-old.
Oh, shit. Yo, we're just gonna make it, man. Look at that number right there. That's what's left. Just gonna make it, bro. Disgusting. Yo, I'm so tired of being broke, man. I really am. All this bullshit with Spotify. Where's my fucking money at, dog? It's only, bro, it's not the point, dude. If you're gonna rob me in the beginning, then, you know, what's the point of trying to, you know, whatever. Whatever, dude. I don't want to talk about that right now. Because then I'm gonna just get aggravated. And I'm already aggravated. Listen, I'm already aggravated. I can't even think about it, dude. It's not the point it was $40. The point that they stole it from me and it took me fucking 3 years to make it. Literally scraping pennies together. Because it's one fucking, what was it? 1 cent? 2 cents? I don't remember. I did the fucking math, bro. For every 167 plays, dude. If I have 40 bucks sitting in there, that means people are listening, yeah? That's what it sounds like to me. Maybe not in the millions, but like, I'm not, you know, you gotta start somewhere, man. If I'm picking up some sort of traction, but I gotta get back on my job, though. It sounds like shit now, because I'm not editing it. Because fucking computers. But now I don't have a choice. Spotify is forcing my hand, man. Literally. I didn't know what was going on. What was the point of changing over to Riverside? Why are they doing this all of a sudden? The reason is, they want to take everybody who was signed up for Anchor. Hold on. Really? 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 That's what we're going to do? That's what we're going to do? The fuck out of here, bro. I'm sorry. I got no patience and there's no place for that in a residential area. I'm going to sound old as fuck. But, like, there's little kids around here, man. And when I say little, I mean dumb young ones, too. Like, not just my retarded ass walking around. There's, like, 18-year-old kids out here that probably get shit-faced. You know, you don't need to be doing all that. Ugh, I'm so old. But whatever, I would have said the same thing 20 fucking years ago. Dude, you're not cool, bro. That's douchey. Stop that. You're just making everybody not safe, including yourself, jerk off. Like he's listening to me, right? Like he'd listen to what I gotta say at all. No, of course not. Of course not, because you know everything, right, guy? That's the shit right there, what you're doing, bro. Your car is garbage, my man. That was a fucking Mustang, dude. I don't have nothing against Mustangs. The car that I should have had fucking right now is a Mustang, dude. 84 GT, man. What the fuck you want to talk about? I'm not even a car guy. It's the fucking point, son. That shit was bad as fuck. It was old as hell, but it's bad, dude. Not like now. All these cars now look like spaceships, Elon. The fuck's up with that? He knows. What an asshole, right? You fucking... What's the point of that? You're in a... What is it? 35 tops. Tops, bro. I haven't looked at a driver's manual in 100 years. What's it called? That's not even what it's called. Whatever the fucking book is, I don't know. The rules and regulations, yeah? You're in a 35 top, son. Where are you going? What are you hitting the gas pedal for, asshole? Like, really, dude? Like, this is not a back road, guy. That's where that shit is acceptable, you hick motherfucker, if that's really what you want to do. Fucking idiot, bro. Now I'm mad about that. Like, ugh. I can't. That personality type fucking just annoys me, dude. And I know my personality type annoys other people. I'm not taken back by that. It doesn't surprise me. Not clutching my pearls, you know? I get it. This is a fucking heavy dose right here. Don't do drugs. And when you're working, sit the fuck down. I mean, when you're pregnant, not when you're working. I was meant to say, don't work and sit the fuck down. How about that? Do that. Then you don't get this. Because that's where it comes from. It's made and molded, motherfucker. And then dropped, apparently. Ugh. Not really. You would think so, but no. Oxygen is a hell of a drug, man. That fucking sucks, bro. You'll never catch me scuba diving, I'll tell you that. It's probably not a good move, dude, you know? I don't need to take any more risks. The damage has already been done. Broke as fuck. Sucks. Not into it. Always end up here though. Never surprised. Shit had to get done though, man. You know? It just sucks to need everything at one time. Usually, I space the shit out, or I try to. Because, you know, it's only costing more and more, and I only got so much. Unfortunately, not a whole lot of options for the kid. Fuck, dude. I really don't know. Like, I don't see how you could be mad at me for putting ads up on this shit. If this is a way that I could legitimately make money, it's not thousands, son. That's not... It's not about that, first of all. And secondly, if it is possible to get money from it, if this is the one thing that I can fucking do, why not allow me to do it? It's not like I'm gonna fucking, you know. And if it hits, bro, then keep your money, dude. I'm not trying to game the system. But you gotta let me at least try. Start somewhere. I gotta do something, right? Always grilling me. What are you doing with your time, bro? Like, I'm sitting around staring at the walls like, well, my legs are a little short and I got some spinal issues and brain misfunctions. I guess I'm just gonna sit here and look at the paint. No, bro. I'm doing something. Kind of constructive. Depending on the day. And the mood, if I'm being honest. But mood swings should be anticipated considering the climate, no?
They don't cancel.
Yeah. I don't understand why you would. It's not like you're going to the other end of the state. Yeah. But. Yeah. Tell me about it, bro. I'm tired of these fucking douchebags. Like, where you going, guy? It's 35 tops on this road. Yeah. Is a fucking residential area. This is not NASCAR, motherfucker. Like,
this is not NASCAR.
What are you doing? And where are you going? That you're in such a rush. What's she look like? I gotta see him.
I gotta see him.
I have to. How big is his dick? I gotta know. I have to know. I have to know. If it's a magical number, oh, maybe I'll let it pass, right? If he says like, bro.
See, you get all hyped up, now you get her all hyped.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I gotta match his energy now. I got it.
I know, it's bad when I'm in here and I'm fucking rambling about something and I hit something that gets me like this, that she's in here like, yeah, yeah, fuck yeah, bro, tell him. Who we mad at? Where is he at? I'll eat him right now.
I'll fuck him up. I'm down to fuck some people up.
So look at this bullshit.
You can't even, they can't see.
Update required.
Okay, but I love how you're like, look at this shit.
Yeah, yeah. But you need to change to a Spotify login. We know it's a bit confusing, but you're currently using Spotify for podcasters, quote unquote, formerly known as Anchor, Prince. Login is different from a Spotify login. So in other words, we bought this old shit and we've just let it sit here, right? But now we've decided to get in the game and we paid Joe Rogan and now we're fucking hurting and we need some info to sell off to our third party companies, yeah? So now all you douchebags that were using Anchor before that we bought out, you're fucking welcome. Riverside's coming in June. Good luck with that, pals. And by the way, I don't know if they're going to charge or not, because I got news for you, dude. I'm not paying to do this shit. I'm making money from this shit. That's the point. This is supposed to be a fucking, like a little hustle, man. It's not supposed to be like another thing that costs me money.
Oh, so you got robbed. Robbed! $42.
Bro, I'm telling you,
$42.
Man.
$42. And then try to delete the whole account.
Delete the whole account. You fucking bitch-made motherfucker, man. Seriously. Seriously. Like, to rob me is one thing, dude, but now you're gonna try to take everything, the amount of hours that I put into this fucking show. You've been there. You've seen it. I've seen them.
Now I want to burn you.
It, like, dude.
They take your money.
Yeah. What Burns is like, if you really need $40 that bad, go ahead, guy. That's not what burns me. It's the fact that you would then try to erase the effort that I put into this shit. That I made. $40 is hard to come by doing this shit here. There wouldn't be 6,000 plus people going looking to listen to what you're saying. I guarantee you that. I guarantee you that. And it might be 40s and 50s all over the place, but that's not the point. When's the last time you talked to any 40 people listened to two words you said? Never. Oh yeah, please. 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 We're not the same. So just stop it. The comparisons are pointless.
We're not the same.
So you can have the money, bro, but what you can't do is you can steal my podcast money. You can live in my old bedroom,
you
son.
Can steal my,
you
my,
can fuck my old bitch.
You can steal my food stamps card.
You
can
do all that.
You can do all that.
But what you can't do is try to act like I don't exist. You can't benefit from me and act like I don't exist, you absentee father motherfucker, right? Yeah. Don't be doing me like your kids. The fuck out of here. And I said it was him because, come on, bro. Come on, bro. It's just a little too coincidental that she jacks an old phone of mine and all of a sudden, all my social medias don't work. My phone doesn't work, right? I get no notifications.
And she wants to come at me with a one-sided conversation.
Yeah, but I'm crazy. There's no way that it all makes sense, dude. He's got every one of my... Come on, bro. It's there.
You can't pick and choose a conversation and be like, well, see, you said you wanted to punch me in the face. Why don't you go back and read more of it, bitch?
Bro, because that's not the interest. It's not about what you think. It's about what I think. And what I want you to know, which is very little, whenever possible. And only when it's beneficial to me.
Yep. Since when? Big Mouth McGee, since when, bitch? Since motherfucking when? Since when? Say less, bitch. Say less.
Yeah. That's it, right? What are you gonna... I'm honestly surprised. I didn't think I would have...
6 minutes.
I would have lost. At least he's coming, though. Phrasing. yeah.
You are beyond.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond.
This is all day. All night.
Oh,
it doesn't stop.
God.
When the microphone... I'm sorry, everybody. I got news for you. This, what you're hearing right now, this is not an act. It's not a bit.
Nope.
It's not a show.
No,
it's not. This is... You're getting the authentic fucking deal here, bro. This is official. This, unfortunately, this is who I am. Unfortunately, this is who I am. But it's entertaining to some people, so I could appreciate that. As she douses herself in my clothes, she's acting like she ain't entertained. Are you not entertained? I wish I had a soundboard. God damn it. Where's Russell Crowe when you need him?
Are you fucking... You're... This is my life. I chose this.
You did.
I really chose this.
Yeah. You must sit around some days and be like, how did I get here?
I know how I got here. Like, I got bamboozled. And then to be a distraction.
Oh.
That's how I got here.
Okay.
But I was happy to be a distraction. I'll tell you what. I had more fun being a distraction than anything.
That's why you're still here, right?
Yep. Still here. Can't say much about her.
Nope. That would be true.
See, She wants to sit here and say she's a ride or die chick. To who? Yourself?
Yep. But that's how most people are nowadays, Tom. Sandoval, if you were wondering. Yep. And I'm not a big Vanderpump viewer, but but this fucking guy, bro.
Oh my god, he is her to a T.
Dude, baby. It's wild how when Euphoria came out, tell me we were shit going, who's watching us?
Yes.
This is really what it's like, yes. Dude. Oh, wild. Bro, them people know. They do. They know.
I got 4 minutes, babe.
Oh, shit. I give it a four. Fuck. She really did, though. Ain't that some bullshit? I give you 17 years. You give me a four. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
In the woods.
Yeah.
In the rain.
What?
In the rain.
What, bro? There's no, not a cold day in hell. Ain't a cold day in hell I show up and give a four. Nobody. I don't think so. I don't think so. Not even with a stent in my dick, bro. Don't fucking play with me. Don't play with me. I show up to win, motherfucker. I'm getting some kind of enjoyment out of this fucking thing.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Ugh, that shit hurt like hell. Bro, tell me how I was watching. You know what? I just want to give. Not that anybody's going to listen to this and go, oh, shit, I didn't know about that. I'm sure you all know. Pluto. Free TV on the deal. You know, they play shit. Certain channels, it's not that they play, like, one show 24 hours a day and it's all reruns. It's like they make channels, like, well, except for The Walking Dead, dude, but even still, that's the whole deal. The Fear the Walking Dead, The Walking Dead, the mini shows, all that shit goes on one channel and it runs 24 hours a day, almost. They do it. What I like about it and hate about it at the same time is because the music, if you put it on to fall asleep to it at night when the music comes on, that shit is like, am I being transferred to a parallel universe? Did I call somebody and get put on hold? Right, and now I'm sleeping with the phone in my ear. Where the fuck am I at right now? But I like that though because it brings back the old school of once the TV goes off, like when the program is done, there is nothing else.
Is there any weed in here?
I doubt it.
I'm looking to use it to put cookies in.
Oh, I was gonna say, bro, I would give you money if you could find weed in this room right now. Give you money, because it ain't gonna happen.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You really, really sure?
Yeah, I am. You know, I know that because you don't do dry. That's how I know. If she got a stash, bro, when she goes dry, she's busting that shit out eventually. You won't know where it came from. but she'll break it out.
Half the time, I did steal it in front of you. I did take it. Steal it.
Yeah, but the point is, you don't steal it and use it like by yourself. Like now I'm gonna go roll three more joints to smoke to my head because fuck this guy, right? No. She takes it and then recycles it back into the community where it belongs. That's right.
I can't with you.
Alright, she's out, bro. That's it. Clocking in. She gone. Ugh. It's nice, though. It's nice to know that, like, I'll take some of this shit whenever. I don't know. Because I don't have to look at it like that. I don't gotta be obsessively looking. Bro, you have no idea what a nightmare it is when you gotta fucking count your pills 3 or 4 times a day to make sure that you're not getting robbed. That's how I used to live, dog. You have no clue what it's like. It's super fucked up. And you don't even realize how fucked up it is until you're not in it no more. But, like, motherfuckers thought I had OCD. No, bro. I'm trying to make sure I'm not getting ripped, dude. Because it happens. And it's, I don't know. I don't know what happened to it. I don't know where it went. Really. There's only 2 of us here. And if I didn't take it, you must have, dude. So what the fuck is up right now? Like, it's very annoying. I'm so glad I'm out of that fucking life, dude. I'm so glad to be out of that fucking life, dude. Fuck that. Seriously. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not careless. Some people I know, my God. My God, bro. You'd think these people were millionaires. The way... Just so much waste. So much waste. And you can't say nothing about it, because if you bring it up, like, what are you doing? Right? Okay, Grandpa. You're right. Like, what kind of fucking head are you, bro? This ain't crack, son. It's like, you're wasting, dude. This shit is not cheap. But it's not the point that I didn't pay for it, bro. I don't like to see it. Okay? I'm my whole life, it has been drilled into my fucking head, right? Don't waste shit. We're not fucking rich, bro. If you take it, you better fucking eat it. Don't ask me to buy some shit that you don't actually want. Because if I gotta throw it out, I'll never get it again. You know the deal. You know the fucking deal. They don't raise kids like that anymore. And they fucking should. And they fucking should. I'm sorry, not everything was good about the period in time that I grew up. But there are certain things that should have been kept. And instead, everything was abandoned. Which is absolutely the opposite of what should have happened. In any type of progression or change, dude, you should always keep the things that are good and then get rid of the things that are bad. In other words, what I'm saying is, it should not be acceptable, Adrian Peterson, to beat your fucking child with a switch, black and blue, bloody and bruised up. Like, that's not acceptable, dog. This is not the 1800s, man. You can't do that shit. At the same time, I believe, personally, call me a Republican, whatever the fuck you want. Don't waste shit, man. Don't leave every light on in the house. Like, I get it. I pay the electric bill now. Which, by the way, that's how I know I'm old. How I know I'm old is because I just said, like, I can't wait to get back in a spot, bro, where I'm controlling the climate, man. You know what I'm saying? You can't say that, ICP. You can't say that. These fucking assholes, bro. Don't get sidetracked. Don't get sidetracked. Grills. Grills, Nelly. Paul, what is happening? What did you do, son? Leave me out the games this year. Listen. Can't even afford to reply back. And tell him why. Knock it off, man. Bad bitch speaking on me like we never had shit. Cut the nigga off, now there's no attachments. Ugh! What? Bro. Nobody's writing like that. Music's not dead. It just moved genres. That's all. The writers aren't in the rap game anymore. They're in the R&B game now. Change the channel, dog. It's over for rap. It'll come back around, NF. It's coming. Is there still? Pick and choose when you want to be a real man. What? Heavy on the mood swings. Speak on how you cuffed me to use me. What? Why? Well, damn, it ain't about, it's the principle. I ain't got it in me to spare you. Nope. That's how it is, man. It moved genres. But anyway, there's shit that should have been kept, man. You know? Don't be wasteful, man. There's people that don't have. That's something that we've seemed to have forgotten about lately. You know, they're so quick to hype up war and the death tolls, and all that shit is terrible. Don't get me wrong. But there's also, like, dude, it ain't. Look, man, all I'm trying to say is it shouldn't be wrong to raise somebody to be mindful about their fucking choices and their consumption, yeah? I think arguably it's why a lot of people are out of fucking control, because they were never checked, man. Just, here, you want this, take it. And if you can't have it, take it anyway. Like, bro, there's a reason why they tell you to stay away from certain shit. It ain't because, you know, you should listen to me because I'm all knowing and I got it all. No, bro. There's a reason. Don't fuck around. There's a reason why they say fuck around and find out. There's a reason why they say that. That's why. That's literally to the definition of fuck around and find out, dude. Don't do drugs. Don't do them. It ain't worth it, bro. It ain't worth it. It ain't worth it. Whole separate conversation. But I would argue that the drug culture was born from this soft culture, which came from being overly hard. There was no middle ground, no mediation, no discussion as to what should have been kept and what wasn't. It's whack, dude. There's no other way to put it. I'm telling you, dude, and I know because I see it. Where do you think all these fucking reality shows come from? Like, in all seriousness, where do you think you get a personality like that? This is where it comes from. This is how it happens. You want to know how it's made? Here's how it's made. Wild. I'm waiting on this weed. And I can do without it, but life is easier to live with it. And the difference between that and drugs. Hold on. I see you still up out your old ways. Come on. Hold on. Feeling triggered, I don't know how to let it go. Really, you ain't shit. Come on. Come on, bro. I'm fucking up. Come on, bro. Stop. Stop it right now, dude. I see you still up out your old ways. I've been feeling triggered, I don't know how to let it go. Really, you ain't shit. And I know I'm too emotional. Ugh. Come on. This is so bad, dude. I'm just in your room and playing on my to-do list. So bad. Ugh. I'm telling you, the writers moved from the fucking rap game to R&B, dude. That's where they went. They're still here. You just gotta look for them, dude. They're around. They're outside. Just gotta find them. Don't get me wrong. There are, like, I'll give you an example right now. Since you ass, I'll give you one. Sure. They're out here. They exist. Most of them don't live in the country, in my opinion. You gotta go overseas, across the border to get to this shit. Hello? Come on. We'll get there. You want an example? Here you go. Mm-hmm. You really listen, dude. Really listen to the fucking words, bro. Because that's what songs are supposed to be about. I'm just saying. This is more than just music, now this is real passion. It's like I blew up and now all my peers feel absent. It's like an Instagram filter, it don't appear natural. Let's check out for investments, I'm trying to build assets. Yes.
no longer recognizable.
What?
Keep on back, better lingo, get a better bicycle.
Please.
I begin to trenches, but these rappers never like to go. I had to turn the heat up just so I could melt the icicles. Now every black I get just keep on getting bigger. And there's paparazzi cameras when my team is eating dinner. It's ironic because you still don't seem to see the bigger picture. When my haters turn to fans, I leave the read receipts on Insta.
Ugh.
It makes me wonder what my high school teachers think.
I know what they thought. They told me.
A lot of stress been on my mind, but I don't need a shrink. Cause every time I check your followers, they seem to shrink.
Can't say that. You can't say that.
My dad's my biggest fan and my mama still is a godsend.
Well,
he's on this thing on my level, but it's hard to see it.
Right.
He's sleeping on me like Pasha Phoenix and cotton sheets. It's kind of hard for me to dodge all these bottom feeders.
Yeah, it is.
Wife, you don't worry, just put it on a visa, for real.
Nah, fuck that. We're moving cash out here.
Crazy when you think about how far we've come. Because a lot of this shit feels like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, tell me about it.
So no matter what, I gotta stay grateful, remain humble.
I'm trying. I'm trying, man. It's a struggle.
Mm. The mansion is the same shit, different day. The only real difference is I got the game in disarray. My only competition now is my reflection. They love to underestimate the power of my message. I walk in the hotel and I see flowers on a bedspread. I'm thankful that I get to have them now because I ain't dead yet.
Yeah.
Now the theater in the crib is looking cinematic.
Come on.
A big distraction, I'm back when everything was tragic.
Come on.
If you don't own it, you just get to have it. I hope this real estate agent decides to hit me back then.
Ah.
Bathrooms in a house that I don't really use. I bet my kids will get confused when I say to get in their room.
Come on, man.
The specifics, but the crib is huge. If you type it in on maps,
you wouldn't even think to zoom.
Please don't think I'm not grateful for my surroundings. Made mama quit a job and I made her my new accountant.
That's the boo.
So I could care less for the name brand on your outfit. Cause if I got a pound, I'll still break it down in a house.
Sure will.
No matter what, I'm still providing for my people. I keep the code of conduct, I'm abiding by the G.
I'm saying.
I'm grateful on my past and I'm trying to keep the peace. So if
yes.
You agree with that, that means you're blinded by the evil.
Come on.
They always tell me that they want to see me win until I win. And then they notice that I got way more than
they. And then they hate.
I can see it when I'm watching through the lens. When I cut them off, they always say I thought that we were friends.
Not.
There's certain things that I take with a grain of salt. Cause I sleep better knowing there's no hatred in my heart.
Talk about it.
I used to make mistakes and try to say it's not my fault. Now as a man, I understand why you would blame me from the start.
Damn.
These are my thoughts. This isn't really a song. This instrumental's just a way that I'm admitting my wrongs. Cause what's the point of all of this shit if there isn't a cause? You can tell who's the GOAT by the way to deal with a loss for real.
Ugh.
To my listeners that made it this far.
Come on, man.
Every single one of you is playing a part. And I'm sorry if you only really came here for bars and you can't understand the fact that
what I'm saying is hard.
So if you still don't get the message, I can SMS it. I'll let the works.
That's a text.
No aggressive flexing. Just because I know you doesn't mean I'm going to bless your record. Please tell a chef put extra effort on my lemon pepper. I'm doing what I want now and not what I'm supposed to do. And that's the reason every bar I spit's a quotable. Just because I'm not gangster doesn't mean that I don't know a few. I had to change the scenery. I'm focused on the ocean view. Shout out to Drake, man. It almost feels like I know him because I pay such close attention.
Well, I don't know about all that.
Just because I ignore the hate, it doesn't mean I'm below it.
Right.
And all my shooters still keep it 10 like DeRozan.
Only a couple.
In this industry is a lot to grasp. But no, I'm sick, so I guess I'm a hypochondriac. I drop a hit and then I watch close how y'all react. So next time you win, I know not to clap. You got it back. All this jewelry I got, I treat like trophies. Cause I don't gotta check my balance now when we need groceries.
One day.
My city start to look at me like OG. I'm happy that they weren't around to get to know the old.
Serious.
I debated cutting this off at the last bar. But I got so much more to say and that's the sad part.
Mm.
Rest in peace, my brother Billy, cause he had heart. He's looking down on me like I knew you'd make it that far. I learned a lot, I'm ignoring the negativity. Cause when I give it energy, I'm just making enemies. So I just make the best of it. They know I got the recipe. Cause y'all ain't in the game and you can't even play the referee. I start to notice if I'm angry that I'm not myself.
Right.
Once I got the wealth, I noticed all I want's my health.
Ain't that fucked up?
About to cop a house somewhere by the ocean since they thought that they could watch me drown. I guess that's the new definition of watered down. Cause all I'm talking on the internet, I'm not about you.
Nope.
Do this for the clout and I do this to make my mama proud.
Well,
every song I drop gives my haters something to talk about.
Sure does.
I'm gonna level up despite what all the critics thought.
Ugh. Just
really think about the outcome if you get involved.
Cause
y'all a pussy, someone come and get they lit up.
Leave it.
Ever since a kid in a bunk bed, I've been up top.
I don't like heights.
You would get real boring without me. No matter my achievements, they're still going to doubt me.
We know that.
I'm class of my own and I feel no one's around me.
Well.
I know the warning signs and I still go over boundaries.
Ah.
I got less to prove, yet I still got more to earn. So you can pick and choose whatever you think's your concern. I remember
come
I was
on,
underpaid
man.
And overworked. Now when I write my will, it'll feel like I just wrote a verse. I'm happy that I had to grind and didn't blow up first. Cause I was a kid and if I did, I would go berserk.
Of course.
Name on a bill, I was the opener, and now I'm headlining. It's about time that I know my worth. Yeah. So many gems on this record, I hope you counted them. You want to taste the success, then you put the hours in.
That's right.
Take a closer look at those who you're surrounded with, and ask yourself the real reason why you think you're down with them.
Powerful.
I'm just happy that my family's seeing brighter days. I had to spark the whole time, now let's ignite the flame. I tell myself the good things don't happen right away. Now I see it all clear, and I don't need designer frame.
Ah.
I'm up trying to deal with all my inner demons. Mm-hmm. I just don't post it online, so you don't get to see.
I kind of do. I don't though. That's what it should be about. I don't need it. That's what it should be about. But I gotta get it off, man. That's the difference, right? I hate social media and I'm grateful for it at the same time. Because if I didn't have this outlet to put my thoughts into, I would be into some destructive shit, dude. Not to bring it back to drugs, but it looks like a good alternative when you're not doing great. And that's the problem. You think it's good because it's like, well, at least I don't have to fucking feel anything or whatever, right? Like, yeah, but that's not life, dude. That's not how you're supposed to feel fucked up for a reason. So you know that it's time to change some shit. You can't just try to adapt to something that don't fit right. You can't do that. I tried to do that. You can't do it. Because then, you know, I never changed. I just kept my mouth shut. Or, you know, whatever. It's the point, bro. You can't change. Well, sometimes you have to. But I'm saying, I'm sounding like I'm contradicting myself. Because on one end, I'm saying, talking out of both sides of my mouth, right? I'm saying, though, man, if the change is from negative to positive, that's a good change. But you can't force yourself to get in where you don't fit in, man. That's the difference. It sucks to lose friends. It hurts to fucking, you know, change up your romantic interests or whatever. But, dude, if somebody ain't good or you ain't good, then you gotta fucking, you gotta get right, man. Drugs are not the fucking answer. Like they say, violence is not the answer. Neither is drugs, bro. And I'm not trying to be a fucking poster boy or a spokesperson or some shit like that. And I don't know it all. I ain't done everything. I've never tapped a vein in my life, thank fucking Bob. But, you know, I never hit the crack pipe. But it ain't the point, dude. I don't smoke meth. Never have. That's not the point, dude. It's, I've been in a position, I feel like I can speak on it, because I was in a position where I felt like, you know what, maybe these drugs are a better, let's get fucking coked up. Why not, bro? I told dude, you know, I don't fuck with nothing else but weed, bro, that's it. Guy wanna bring fucking coke through here and lay out lines, bro, like, alright, dude, right? And it's fucked up that I was in a position in my life where I felt like, you know what, let's do a couple. Why fucking not? Maybe I'll die, maybe I won't. What are the chances, what are the odds there's some fentanyl in this cocaine right here? If it even is cocaine. Who knows what it is? Is it coke? Is it meth? I don't know. Who knows? Right? Fuck. Why not? Who cares? Fuck it, bro. Fuck it, bro. Yeah, you know what, dude? Yeah, break the 100 out. Sure, sure, sure. Let's all pretend like this is fucking cool what we're doing, right? Studio 54 all of a sudden this apartment is. The fuck out of here. Ain't nothing cool. Nothing cool about that shit, bro. You're breaking out hundreds like you got it like that. When if you did, we wouldn't be here doing lines, dog. You're like, come on, bro. Are you fucking stupid? Like, really, man. Like, really, man. Like, really, the wild shit that people do. Wild shit that people do, bro. It's crazy. It's fucking crazy. That's all. That's all I'm trying to do. Look, man, I'm telling you, dude. And weed ain't for everybody. Weed is not for everybody. Some people can't handle it, dude. Fucking panic attacks and whatever, dude. You know what I mean? Look, I've been through it. I've been there, too. But what I realized, for me personally, weed is actually beneficial for me, right? because it loosens up my muscles, bro. It makes me hungry. I want to eat something and sleep better, too. Not really. That's a lie. That's a lie. If you listen to the guy that went on Joe Rogan's podcast talking about sleep, yo, he said basically, like, if you're smoking weed to go to sleep, you're not actually getting real REM sleep like you're supposed to. It's like you're tricking your mind, right? It's like having soda instead of a water. You're still hydrating, but you're not hydrating properly. That's the best comparison that I could think to make from it. Speaking of which, I'm grabbing a fucking water. Please hold. Sad part is this fucking water costs more than the goddamn soda does. So it makes soda a better option. Do you see what we're doing out here? And by we, I mean a collective as a country and as a people speaking as an American. Yeah? Soda is cheaper than water. And you want to complain about obesity. Percocets are cheaper and paid through insurance, and the medical marijuana industry costs you an arm and an asshole, but you want to complain about an opioid epidemic. Yeah? Fucking, come on, bro. Transit prices are going up, but you want to complain about Grand Theft Auto. Like, are you fucking understanding what is happening out here and how the choices you are making it worse? And by the way, if I'm classified as a retard, like literally, dog, I'm classified as fucking whack. I'm done. I'm touched. I'm whacked. It's over for me. I'm dotted. That's it. It's over, right? If I can look at all of this and deduce this shit, right? How can you not? And you're in a position of power. How the fuck do you sit behind a desk in City Hall or where else these things get held and take place? How the fuck do you not see that? It's not that hard to, like, it's because they don't live amongst the people. That's why. Because their checks are way bigger than mine. That's why. They ain't eating the same food, bro. Their problems are not our problems. That is the problem. Also, if I may, if I could, as a member of the Peanut Gallery, if I could, you know, cast a small stone, yes? Like, really, dude. You should fucking live out here. You should have to come from here. Fuck that. You should have to come. You want me to get in the fucking booth, bro? Get somebody that's from where I'm from, dude. And I don't mean geographically. If that's correct. I mean, financially, bro. I want to see somebody from a 30% tax bracket up in there. Or somebody on the poverty line, such as myself. Or even somebody out of a 60%. You know, that's still, you still get it. It's not the same, but you can still understand making a dollar stretch. If you're in the arguable, whatever you would consider, middle class, even though that's not a thing anymore. Right now it's just rich people and fucking people who are, it's not middle class anymore. It's poor and scraping by. That's what it is. It's not, nobody is comfortable, bro. Except for everybody else up at the top who are writing all these laws to continue to fuck the rest of us. They're living great. And I it's mind boggling to me that somebody in my position will look at somebody in their position and go, what a great job you're doing. I'll vote for you all the time. Because you're stupid, we all have to suffer. I think that's whack. It shouldn't be accepted throughout the country. When the fuck was the last time somebody in my neighborhood bumped into Nancy Pelosi? Fucking never. And it's the only broad I could think of. Because her name is all over the place. Or that bitch that jerked off somebody in the Beetlejuice play. That's a play, bitch. You don't even go to the movies. You see what I'm saying? Do you see what I'm saying to you? It's not even this. Bro, they're not the same as us. Why are these people? And it's not a race thing either, man. That makes it sound like it's a racial issue. It has nothing to do with fucking race, bro. It's about the fact that you, how the fuck can you manage? You never had to make ends meet that didn't fucking meet. So how could you manage anything, man? If you've never needed for nothing, how do you know how to manage for anything, bro? You don't know how to budget. You don't know how to fucking make it, dude. You don't know. So how could you be in this position? I don't know how we got here, but here we are. Right? But it's the point, though, dude. Like, I mean, maybe I wouldn't be so broken fucked up if somebody broken fucked up was like, you know, doesn't matter. You know what happens? Because as soon as somebody that is fucked up that makes it and they get put on, they're just like, yo, this is the fucking life. I don't know why I wasn't living like this before. And then they just enjoy the life instead of trying to make a change that would make things a little bit better for everybody. Let's just continue to keep things how they are because now I benefit from it also. So that's more important than the greater good because I'm good. That's fucked up. How? Thank God I have a fucking reason, bro. I have reasons. I do. And somehow it's other people. Could you fucking imagine? Somehow it's other people. But it is. But it is. That's what keeps me going, dude. Looking forward to the people that I see on a daily basis. That's what gets me through. Because if I can make it, right, then, you know, that's all that matters. And then it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter that we don't really have much, you know, because at least we have something, right? Like that kind of helps to shift the mind state a little bit. No, it's like, I don't really want to get into all this, but I'm saying, dude, like, I understand these ain't my kids, but, like, I can see how they shift the way that you think about things, man. Like, for example, what I just said, right? Thinking, like, we don't really have much, and that sucks from, well, at least we have something, right? Like, these kids don't... They don't need, like, they got food in their stomach. They got clean clothes on their back, right? They're getting clean, they're bathing, right? Like, it's not, they're not, it could be worse, bro. They have what they need, not what they want. And that's, you know, it's like, you shouldn't have everything that you want. But then that brings us full circle back to the original conversation, though. Which is, they're soft, dude. But that's the problem, is because they get ever, like, I feel really bad for, you know, people that don't, that are going to be in for a rude awakening, and they're not going to understand that, you know, you don't get everything. But the sad part is that some people don't get that fucking wake up call. Somehow they slide their whole lives, dude. I don't know how that happens. I don't know how that happens, dude. She can't move you out, move him in. What'd she do, though? But what'd she do, though? But what'd she do, though? But what did she do, though? Oh, shit. Look at that. Right? And it ain't about... Wouldn't want to be there anyway. But it's the point, dog, that if fair was fair, man, they would have been like, all right, well, that is what it is, bro. You should be able to, like, give me an opportunity at another place, at least. That's what you should have did, bro. This particular place that I lived at owns a lot of apartment complexes in my general area. And I'm talking about an hour in each direction. This same company owns all these apartments. Fucking dude. Bro. The least you could have did was go, all right, you got fucked pretty hard, guy, right? I ain't never been a problem. Never. Why are you gonna... But okay, But okay, if that's how you want to do it, if that's how you want to do it. And then they want to turn to me and say, because you don't make $24,000 a year, you can't have an apartment. What? And you said the feds made this up, right? The same guys that looked at a piece of paper and said, this is what you should get a month because that's what you can live off of. Those same people looked at my numbers and then went to an apartment complex and said, let's make sure he has to have double of what he has now if he wants to have a place to fucking live, bro. Like, really? That's what we're doing? That's what we're doing. That don't even make sense. In no world does that make sense, dude. So you're basically saying, like, back to drugs. It's back to drugs because a 9-to-5 is not going to cut it, by the way, if you were wondering. I mean, I'm glad that minimum wage went up, but it took you fucking long enough. And either way, it ain't cutting it, dog. I see. If you really want to talk about it, I see the checks that she's getting. And I'm not going to blow up her spot and talk about her finances. But I will say this, dude. She ain't making it by herself. And I got news for you. Neither am I. Roll this weed up just to feel like it's okay. Because they don't know what it's like walking in these shoes. Look in that mirror and I see a different dude. Shit makes me mad, bro. She ain't making it, and I'm not making it either. Ain't that fucked up? But I don't have kids, bro, and I'm not making it. How? Never mind her with 3 kids, bro, on a fucking square job. You're making it? Shut your fucking lying mouth right now. Right now, shut it. Right now. With no type of assistance at all. No food stamps, no welfare, no nothing. Just a square job. You're making it. Shut your fucking lying mouth right now, dude. It's not possible. It's not possible. Cannot be done. There's no fucking way in hell, bro. Do you know how I know that? Because what she's getting and what I'm getting combined don't even do it, bro. So what do you really want to talk about? Don't tell me about the situation I'm fucking living in, dog, because I know. Get Governor fucking Murphy up in here, bro. Where's he at? Where's Cory Booker at, bro? Where's these people at, bro? Get them over here. Look at these numbers, motherfucker. Tell me how we're going to make it. You can't sell drugs. Why? Like, I get why. That's not... You understand what I'm saying. It's not... The issue is not that I want to go and sell drugs. The issue is there needs to be more revenue coming in, OnlyFans. And I don't want that to have to be the fucking option, bro. However you want to dress it, it's still hooking, dude. I don't care there's a computer screen in between you and that other person. Selling your body is selling your body. You could dress it however the fuck you want, but it's the same thing. You're looking at the curtains instead of the concrete. That's the only difference. That's the only difference. Come on. That's fucked up. And I'm sorry, bro, but I don't want to have to put my dick up on OnlyFans. I'm not saying I would make any money. I don't misunderstand me, but it's the point, dude. I don't want to have to do that. I'm not saying I'm going to do that, and I've never thought to do it, but we're running out of options here, guy. If you're telling me I can't deal drugs, then I can sure as fuck take a picture of this dick I got and put it online. I could do that. But that's still hooking, bro. Ugh. Isn't that terrible? We're getting so bad now. Like, I literally got to sit here sometimes and be like, well, should I do it? Right? I don't know. Get the fuck out of here. I don't have a big enough dick for that. But that's a whole separate conversation. If you want to get paid to put your dick out there, you got to have, like, a fucking... Like a... You know... Something, bro. Like, I don't know, something ridiculous, like 12 inches you gotta have, dude. I don't got 12 inches, bro. I'm not hurting, but you could always do better. You could always do better. I don't care what man you talk to or how, if you meet a dude with a 15 inch dick, he's gonna tell you that if he had one wish, it would be for his dick to be 16 inches. That's how it is, dog. I didn't make the system. I just survive in it. Yeah. That's terrible, isn't it? You know, women don't, well, that's not true. Because some women wish that their boobs were bigger, right? They're not the same thing, though. Yes, it is, kind of. It kind of is, yeah. Because the only way you could either fix one of two things is surgery, right? You're not, you ain't cutting, I'm sorry, honey, you get whatever this is. You ain't cutting up nothing, pal. You know, no thanks. Except for my balls, that's it. I'll put my balls up on the chopping block and, you know, cut the yellow wire, whatever it is. Get the bomb squad in here, you know. That's how I picture a vasectomy. The fucking doctor's got bomb squad gear on. And for some reason there's a welder next to him. Well, you gotta close the gap, right? That's why. There's a welder next to him with the mask and the fucking the whole deal. Like, all right, man, we're going in. That's how I know that's not what actually happens, but that's how I picture it in my mind. Cause that's a way for me to make light out of something dark, bro. Because surgery is dark, generally speaking, I feel like it is. Necessary surgery. Surgery is often necessary, but one thing it isn't is pleasant, nice, you know, none of that. It's fucking dark and gruesome and awful and horrifying is what it is, bro. It don't matter if we're talking about a knee surgery or a vasectomy. It's all the same to me, guy. You're cutting me up. There's levels, don't get me wrong. I'd rather get a vasectomy over a knee surgery. I got two bad knees, motherfucker. What's up? Like, I don't care. I'm riding these shits until the wheels break off. Literally. No, man. I don't want nothing. I don't have to have. Kidney stone surgery, that shit was necessary. You don't have to do it, but if you don't, you're going to rip your whole urethra and everything in your body while that stone finds its way out, and that'll be the last piss you ever take, probably. All right, break out the sound waves, let's do it, put the stent in. Bill Engvall, I wanted to bring that up before, I got 4 minutes. I was watching a Bill Engvall special, and he was talking about getting kidney stone surgery. Thank God I didn't have what he had. I don't want what he's having. Nobody says that anymore, right? That's not a punchline anymore. I'll have what he's having. Or, you know, whatever. It's raining? Fuck. It is. Oh, no. Get out of here, bro. I don't care what group you were in. I don't want to hear it. That's my choice. I was here when y'all came out, and I still don't want to listen to you now. That's my choice. I got nothing against you. Sell your records, make your money. But I just don't want to listen to it, bro. But anyway, he was talking about kidney stone surgery, and they had to stick a balloon in there and a laser. Fucking Superman came in to do the procedure. I'm sorry, it's all I had. Yo, he's talking about a stent, and they told him he could take the stent out himself. I wasn't fucking doing that. There's no way, bro. I'd have to have somebody do it for me. And the only two motherfuckers that would have did it would have laughed the whole time, and that's traumatizing. They would, please, they would have been in tears. They would have died halfway through, they would have died, and the stent would still be in there today, because I wouldn't be able to pull it out myself. But thank God that fucking nurse lady did it for me. And man, she wrapped that fucking thing around her hand 3-4 times. I know, because I was looking at it, because that's all I could focus on. How long is this fucking thing? Oh my God. It hurts so bad. It hurts so bad, I couldn't even make a noise, dude. I couldn't make a noise, dude. I wanted to scream as loud as I could and nothing would come out. And then just hot tears out of my foot, just like a fucking moon, like a Mustang moon roof, dude. Just out, just pouring out of me. Are you okay? No, I'm not okay. You just took a fucking... No, I'm not okay. That looks like barbed wire. And no, that shit hurts, man. Get me the fuck out of here. Everybody in the waiting room was cracking up, right? They were laughing, like, get me out of here before they do something else to me. Right? So everybody in there is old, other than me, because I made terrible choices in life, right? Because you don't get kidney stones until you're later on in life. Not me. Not a champion like myself. Shingles, check. Kidney stones, check. Gallbladder, check. I'm running through these boxes, bro. Ugh. Terrible. That sucked, bro. Well, change your fucking diet up. Stop eating garbage. And you won't have kidney stones, asshole. Right? But that shows you how much worse food has gotten over the years. I'll close on that. Think about that. You used to get kidney stones in your 50s. Because the food wasn't great then, but it's worse now. Because you get it so much more now. Like, come on, bro. They got garbage in the water, dude. That smart water, don't be drinking that shit. There's things in there, man. Whatever, dude. Read the fucking ingredients, bro. That sodium chloride shit is what kidney stones are made out of, I think, bro. I could be wrong. Don't quote me on that. Don't assume me or whatever, because I don't know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not a doctor. I'm not certified. I'm classified, motherfucker. There's a difference.